1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. Anger in Gaza under fire as Israel responds to the Hamas attack. And CBS's Robert Berger tells us from Jerusalem.
Israel's called on residents of northern Gaza, which includes heavily populated Gaza City, to leave their homes. And that probably signals a massive Israeli assault on the area. But even the UN says it's impossible for a million people to leave. There's no transportation. There's little food and water. And these Palestinians really don't have any place to go because Israel and Egypt have closed their borders.
The latest U.S. show of support for Israel in Tel Aviv, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin.
The United States has Israel's back, and that is not negotiable. And it never will be.
Today, President Biden meets in a video conference with relatives of Americans who are believed to be among those held captive by Hamas. 14 are missing. At least 27 U.S. citizens have been killed. More than 2,800 have died in Israel and Gaza since last weekend. CBS's Scott McFarlane is on Capitol Hill covering the struggle over who will be the next Speaker of the House.
A mix of anger, frustration, and exhaustion in the Capitol this morning. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise recognized there were too many defections in his own party, and he quit the race. And there's so much acrimony and division after the historic booting of Kevin McCarthy last week. It's unclear who can win the necessary 217 votes to be the next Speaker.
Ohio's Jim Jordan now says he's back in the running. A tentative deal's been struck to avoid a further job action by healthcare workers at Kaiser Permanente. 75,000 went on strike for a few days last week. No end to the auto workers' strike. And this morning, UAW Chief Sean Fain said,
"Today, we're not announcing expansion of our strike, but we are prepared at any time to call on more locals to stand up and walk out."
Ford is recalling more than 238,000 Explorers because a rear axle bolt can fail, possibly causing a loss of drive power or allowing the SUVs to roll away while in park. Overseas in northern France, a teacher was killed in a knife attack at a school, as we hear from Paris correspondent Elaine Cobb.
A man wielding a knife killed a high school teacher who tried to stop him entering the building. Two other people were seriously injured. Local officials in northern France say the assailant was a former student of Chechen origin. He is in police custody. A terror investigation has been opened.
A NASA spacecraft launched this morning in Florida on a six-year mission to an asteroid made of metal. The Dow is up 40. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to Hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Youth sports are community sports. When you run into an old friend while you're cheering on your local team or making your way back to your seat and asking what you missed, Youth Athletics brings the community together. Help us support local high school and amateur sports by joining our team of amazing sponsors. Call Ashley today at 715-496-0710. That's 715-496-0710. And join us as we continue to keep our community connected.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Monday, October 16th. In Wood County, the Citizens Water Group will meet at 2 in the River Block Auditorium in Wisconsin Rapids. The Central Wisconsin State Fair Executive Board will meet at 5 at the fair office in Marshfield. The Board of Directors meeting will follow at 6:30. The NEPCO Lake District Board of Commissioners meeting will take place at 3:30 at the Marshall Bueller Center in Port Edwards. In Portage County, the Board of Adjustment meeting at 4 and the Health and Human Services meeting at 4:30 have both been canceled. In Adams County, the Library Board will meet at 2 at the library. The Health and Human Services public hearing and regular meeting will be held from 4 to 6 at the Adams County Courthouse. The City of Adams Finance Committee will meet at 5, and the City Council meeting will begin at 6. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Scattered rain showers likely this afternoon, otherwise overcast. Daytime highs approaching 48, easterly winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers again tonight, lows dip down to about 45, cloudy skies. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow, highs level off around 53, overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 47.
On Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, you can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us. On Facebook.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Broad.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Matinere.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to hour two of As Goes Wisconsin. Calvin is on the board. Carol Kane across me in the studio in downtown Waukesha, and we're always delighted to have our next guest join us. He is a registered life relationship career coach who draws on his clinical training in counseling psychology to help us improve our relationships and achieve our goals and generally fix our lives. Dr. Michael McCutcheon, good morning. How are you?
Hi.
We cannot hear you.
Oh, you can't hear me?
Now we can hear you.
Oh, you can. Okay, yes. Good. How are you?
Good. Excellent. Have you talked to Mom? Have you talked to Mama Kristen?
Yes, I have. And also, I heard that I was listening to the show a little earlier. One of your listeners, or maybe a lot of your listeners, it sounds like, wants to ship me off to Washington to go deal with those. First of all, I'm flattered that you think that I could deal with those people and make any headway. That's really kind of you to think that my talents are that good. But I'm also a little offended. I want to hang out with you all. I don't want to go up there. It's honestly, that's a little scary. I was watching the news and I saw what Carol was talking about, the Lauren versus Marjorie face-off. And I was thinking, can you imagine being in the same room with those two at the same time?
No.
Being in between them, that would be like that. That would be just like being between your two wildest relatives at Thanksgiving, but every day at work. You know what I mean? Can you imagine? That just I would quit.
Well,
I
think you're far too kind. I do. I think the House Republicans need some really tough love. And they need someone like Carol to go in there and just scare them straight. You know, it's like, if you guys don't figure out how to get along, I'm taking away your iPads and your phones.
Right.
And you're grounded.
That's my first step, is just to sit them down and go, you guys look like jerks. Stop it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, first of all, Boebert will pull a gun on you. So I'm scared. I'm scared of Boebert.
MTG
yeah,
too.
I don't know. I think my move would be, do you remember when you were young and they would teach you the tornado drills and you'd have to crawl under your desk in like a little ball? That would be my move when these two are fighting. I would just go, let me know when it's over.
I'll be here.
Tap on the desk. You know?
That's hilarious.
When it's safe to come out. Let me know when
exactly.
to come out.
Yeah. I'm just like, who's that whimper? Is that Dr. Mike whimpering underneath there? Just
like that's hilarious.
Somebody give him a Lunchable and pull him out of there when he's ready.
Absolutely. Well, if you ever have any questions for Dr. Mike, you can always text them at 844-967-2789 or send us an email email at asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. So are we ready to dive into this dilemma?
Let's do it.
Okay.
What do we have today?
Dear Dr. Mike, I'm a 28-year-old guy, and I've been with my live-in girlfriend for almost 3 years. I love her a lot. She's definitely my best friend, but I've always doubted if I've ever been in love with her. I think she knows this because she is the only one who talks about getting married and having kids together. She typically has to pursue sex and intimacy, and she even jokes about loving me more than I love her. I just don't want to lose her or her family, who have now become my family. What should I do? Should I be satisfied with settling down and marrying my best friend? Or should I break up my calm but boring home so I can try to find a relationship that feels more passionate?
Boy, that's a tough one. I mean, if you don't know that you're in love with her, that's the biggest red flag I've ever heard.
What do you think, Dr. Mike?
Yeah. It is a big red flag. I mean, well, first of all, I, as a 28-year-old young man, I applaud the honesty to even look at oneself and say, this is how I'm feeling, right? As opposed to just sweeping it under the rug, because it sounds like a lot of things are actually going right in the relationship to make it last for 3 years,
right?
And say, this is my best friend and we're living together. It sounds like there's a lot of good things going on there, and it'd be very easy to say, no, everything's good, everything's great, love her family, let's just do it. So, you know, good on you for looking at your own stuff there and being honest. Carol's right. It is certainly a bright red flag that you're not in love with the person. You should probably know that after 3 years in there. I will also say, too, and I would love to hear what you two think about this, is that a relationship, by definition, has multiple people involved in it. So perhaps to take a little bit of pressure off of our listener here, maybe this isn't just your decision to make. I might bring this up to your girlfriend, to your partner, right? Because perhaps it isn't just about you and you saying, do I want to do this and should I do that? But maybe she doesn't want to be in a relationship where she's only doing the sexual pursuing. And maybe she doesn't want to be married to somebody who's just, quote unquote, her best friend. And she maybe she doesn't want to, you know, have a quote unquote, you know, what would he say? Calm, but boring.
Calm, but boring. Yeah. Calm, but
boring.
You
know, it's like, you know, let's assume they're the same age, right? So she's like, she's been in this relationship since she was 25. So she's going to be, you know, God willing, you know, around for, you know, 50, 60, 70 more years. Right. That's a long time to be with, you know, maybe she wants to be in love. Right. And she wants to have somebody be in love with her
and have someone desire her.
Right. And so I think that's something that maybe we should think about here, too, that with all respect to our listener, that it's not just about sort of what you want. I think the things that are important to us, it's important for us to weigh what's important to us. Right. Is it important for me to know that that I can come home to a secure, loving, predictable home, and that I'm going to have somebody who's going to, be my best friend and be my teammate and be a great co-parent and all those sorts of things. And I do love their family, and I'm not like, oh gosh, you know, what are the in-laws going to do this week? And are they going to, you know, are those things the most important, or is passion and excitement and I want to tear your clothes off and I want to just know every single thought about you because you're so interesting? Is that the most important thing? I can't answer that for you. You have to answer that for yourself, like what's most important to you. But I think the big thing here, Jane, is that we should be asking the partner what she wants as well, because we nobody has the right to sort of rob that from somebody else. You know, if she wants to have that feeling and she wants to have that relationship, and you cannot be secretly keeping that. And I'm going to turn this over to you two in a second, but I'm spitballing here a bit, so stick with me. But it does kind of remind me a little bit of almost somebody who's in a relationship with somebody, maybe decades ago, who was closet in a way, right? A lot of people married their best friends, like their best gay guy friend, and didn't know it, right?
Right.
You know, and they had a fantastic life, right? We had all these things in common, and we had kids and all that sort of stuff, but there was this secret going on underneath. And that's not right to not tell that person that you're married to, that you're keeping this thing from them. That's not an okay thing to do. And so I think this guy should, in a sense, quote unquote, come out, if you will, and say how he's feeling, and that if she's okay doing that and he's okay doing that, maybe we should have a conversation out in the open about it.
Dr. Michael McCutcheon is our resident life coach. If you ever have questions, you can text them at 844-967-2789 or shoot us an email. The one thing that stands out for me, though, Dr. Mike, is the whole thing about passion. And I understand that it's important, but I also, this might make me very unpopular, but passion is not sustainable. It doesn't last. And quite frankly, and here's the bad part, monogamy is boring.
Okay.
It is.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but it is.
Yeah.
And I understand where, at least at the beginning of a relationship, the, oh, I want to rip your clothes off and all of that. Right. But that's going to fade.
That's going to fade.
That is going to fade.
Yep.
And you have to have something stronger to build a long-term relationship on, more than just that.
Right. Right.
Absolutely.
Right? See, I think there's a fear factor coming into play here too. A fear of complete and utter commitment when it comes to a passionate. And the reason I say that is because that happened to me. That was my relationship. I knew I was in love with Lou, but he never really said it until later on in the relationship. We dated for 4 years. And there was one time when I was supposed to meet him someplace and he stood me up.
Uh-oh.
And I found him at at his friend's house. And he was just like, I'm so afraid. I'm so afraid of getting hurt. And I'm like, well, don't worry about that. So I think maybe with this guy too, there is a fear factor that comes into play, that he's afraid of the complete and utter commitment. I could be wrong. I don't know. I'm not a life coach.
It sounds like there's some conversations that need to go on here, don't you think, between the two? It sounds like he's been harboring some things to himself. And the things he's saying to us here, I would have a hunch that he's been saying to his friends.
Yes.
But he's probably not saying directly to his partner.
Oh, I'm
That's
sure
my
of it.
Hunch.
Yeah, I'm sure of it.
Yeah, you make an excellent point. And you have to be... Nobody likes hard conversations. Nobody wants to, you know, hurt the other person in the relationship. But as you said, keeping these secrets is almost worse. It is worse. It is worse, right? Than having a direct, honest chat about it.
The one thing I really like about this conversation, in conjunction with, I think, the last one or the one before, is that we know that outside of Carol's coaching office, it will just say on a shingle, run. And outside of Jane's, it says, monogamy is boring. I love it. This is great. We've got your catchphrases down.
I'm going to have so many clients, I'm not going to know what to do. We're just...
Absolutely. Party at Jane's house. Monogamy is boring, y'all. Yeah.
Bring your keys. No. Dr. Michael McCutcheon is our resident life, relationship, career coach, draws on his clinical training and counseling psychology to help us improve relationships and set and achieve our goals and generally fix our lives. We love having you on Fridays, Dr. Mike. Thank you so very much. We will see you next week.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure.
Take care. Stay close. We are coming up against the break. We will be right back to talk about Jump Around, baby. Big game in Madison tomorrow. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
What do your music playlists, podcast feeds, and social media scrolls all have in common? Spoiler alert, they're a reflection of you.
And that's what the State Farm Personal Price Plan has in common, too. It gives you options to help you personalize your coverage so that you can protect what you care about most at an affordable price just for you, so you can see more of yourself and everything you love.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or go to statefarm.com today to create your State Farm Personal Price Plan. Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer. Availability and eligibility may vary.
Hello, doorman. I have questions. Word around Wisconsin Rapids is that DoorWorks is the business to ask about all things doors.
Why, yes. For over three decades, we've been the premier door service provider in Wisconsin Rapids and the surrounding areas.
What services do you provide? And can I order a custom style or color?
We supply, install, and service a variety of doors. If we don't have it in stock in our large warehouse, we customize the style, color, and more. Call DoorWorks for a free estimate today.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise financial advisors Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. A proud sponsor of Badger Football.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
52, overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 48 degrees.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry. Calvin is on the board. Carol Kane is here across from me in our studio in downtown Waukesha. Big game for the Wisconsin Badgers tomorrow. They are taking on the Iowa Hawkeyes at Camp Randall at 3 o'clock. Before we get to that, though, I want to back up a little bit because we had a couple texts come in, both about Taylor Swift. We were talking about her movie, her Eras movie has opened as of yesterday. And the enormous amount of money that's expected to be generated from that. And we were talking about just how much money does one person need. So Lynn from Oconomowoc checked in on the text line and said Taylor Swift gave out bonuses of more than $55 million to her staff in August of this year.
Wow. Okay.
And I'm sure she's got a great big touring company.
Of course. Of course. Probably 17, 18 buses.
Yeah. So that's pretty great because someone was wondering whether or not she would donate some of this cash to charity.
Right.
So apparently she does do that and has several foundations as well. If you look into, from the 715, if you look into Taylor Swift charities in details, she donates to many, many different ones.
Okay.
So,
great.
And then we just had Dr. Michael McCutcheon here to talk about this 28-year-old guy who's been with his girlfriend for 3 years. She's his best friend.
Right.
But is lacking in passion.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't know if he's in love with her.
Doesn't know if he's in love. Andrew from Verona on the text line. I think a lot of people have a warped view of what love is. It's not like what you see in the movies or relationships on Instagram. Absolutely.
Well, that's for sure.
Right?
Yeah. Right.
And there is no such thing as a soulmate. Everybody settles. To some extent.
To a certain extent, I would say so. Yeah. Okay.
Nobody's perfect.
No.
Except for, well, maybe you.
No, I'm as crooked as they come.
But you embrace it, and that's important.
I gotta own it.
Yeah, that's right. So tomorrow's game.
Yes.
Big game at Camp Randall. The weather's gonna be not great.
It's gonna be horrible.
It is not gonna be good, so make sure you bundle up. But you started talking about the origins of the whole jump around thing, and if you've never been to a game at Camp Randall, you probably don't even know what this means.
It's actually the 25th anniversary of jump around.
Ah.
And so it happens right before the fourth quarter, and the entire place just erupts. So I was just kind of curious as to, like, when did this start? What, 25 years ago, why did it start?
Right.
So it was born October 10th, 1998, when Wisconsin played Purdue in their homecoming game.
Okay.
And apparently what happened was one of the guys on the team was complaining about how they needed better music in the stadium and things like that.
To perk up the fans.
Right, perk up everybody. And his roommate bartended at a local bar in Madison when the House of Pain song came on.
Okay.
And he witnessed how the entire bar completely changed and how it was just this, it exploded and everybody's, you know, having a ball. And it's just, it the song kind of lends itself to that.
To party, for sure.
Right. The only thing that then the next Saturday, they decided to pump that in.
Into the music lineup at the game.
Right. And at the start of the final stretch, the speakers played the House of Pain song and the stadium was lifted. Everyone joined in with the catchy lyrics of Jump Around, according to the Wisconsin alumni situation. And it's been around ever since. And I remember the first time I witnessed it, I was like so worried about the structural integrity of the stadium.
I bet.
I was just like, oh my God. But even everybody does it. Like, I don't care how old you are. Everybody does Jump Around. And it is so much fun. And you can, the players on the sidelines.
Oh, do they really?
Sure, they all get involved. Bucky's in there. And you know Ted Perry was a Bucky Badger.
Yes, yes.
So, you know, they were just all participating, and it really is fun. So it's the 25th anniversary of the Jump Around, and I mean, it's one of the most iconic college football events.
Yeah.
I don't think any other college does it. If they do, then they're copycats. Because
we were first.
We.
And didn't they actually have to check? I think at one point someone checked with the engineers who built Camp Randall just to make sure that it could withstand
right. All
these thousands of people jumping up and down at the same time.
And the guy who was very involved in building Camp Randall, he said, "I put a lot of steel in there. It's going to be fine." But what I think is funny, I looked up this article. Everlast, the House of Pain frontman, paid a visit to the Badgers in 2022 for the Maryland game, thanking Wisconsin for keeping the song alive for 30 years.
Wow.
He got to experience the enthusiasm, according to ESPN.
That's cool.
That's very cool.
That is. That's great. Well, good luck, Bucky Badger, when you take on the Iowa Hawkeyes tomorrow, 3 o'clock
yep. At
Camp Randall, and we will all be virtually jumping around with you right before the start of the fourth quarter, you said.
Yeah, and I'm going to be in the confines of my warm, dry home.
I hear you.
So good luck.
I hear you. Stick around. We have the bottom of the hour news coming up next. When we come back, Tim McCormick. From the Harley-Davidson Museum is going to be here. They have some great, great stuff coming up over the next couple of months. If you've never checked out the museum, you're going to want to after we talk to Tim, so stay close for that. You are listening to As Goes Wisconsin. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. I rise to the top. I never eat a pig because a pig is a cop. Or better yet, a Terminator like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Trying to play me up like as if my name was Sega. But I ain't going out like no punk, bitch. Get used to one style of yo when I might switch it up, up and around. Buck, get down, put out your head, and then you wake up in the dawn of the dead. I'm coming to get ya, I'm coming to get ya. Spitting out lyrics, homie, I'll wet ya. I came to get down, I came to get down. So get out your seat and jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump up, jump up, and get down. Jump, 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 jump,
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. A 26-year-old man from Connecticut is charged with stealing money from elderly individuals in Wisconsin. Matthew Ramos Soto is behind bars in Michigan after he and his unknown co-conspirators stole around $200,000 from elderly Wisconsin residents demanding money over the phone. They were using what is known as the grandparent scam telling the individuals that their relative was in jail and needed money for bail. Ramos Soto then traveled throughout Wisconsin to pick up the cash in person. If convicted, he faces a maximum penalty of 20 years in federal prison. Tomorrow is the final day to sign up to hunt deer in the town of Rome. Multi-Metro Deer Management is holding a training and archery test for interested hunters on the 17th. Residents who are interested in receiving a harvested deer, contact Melissa Rhodes at 715-325-8022. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or from a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family? Search engines don't always get it right. For right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at reputationdefender.com or call 800-803-5505 to speak to an expert. That's 800-803-5505.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Relationships.
Building them.
Making them last a lifetime.
Since 1978, Clary has worked to develop true relationships with you, our customers. Hi, I'm Sean Clary, president of Clary Building Corp. Relationships are what drive our success. So whether you are looking at storage for your toys or a new egg building, we hope to exceed your expectations each time we serve you. We are here for every stage of your life. Build your dreams today at clarybuilding.com.
Tri-City Services Heating and AC wants to warm the hearts of the Wisconsin Rapids area by giving a furnace to a deserving person or family in need, someone who needs a helping hand and is trying to work their way back to the top. Do you know of anyone like that? Maybe it's you. Apply yourself or nominate online at calltricity.com before October 16th. The committee will select someone to have a furnace installed at no charge. That's right, no charge. Please help us warm the hearts of the Wisconsin Rapids area. Apply or nominate online at calltricity.com.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Scattered rain showers likely this afternoon, otherwise overcast. Daytime highs approaching 48, easterly winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers again tonight, lows dip down to about 45, cloudy skies. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow, highs level off around 53, overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 47.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry. Calvin is on the board. My guest host, Carol Kane, with me in the studio in downtown Waukesha. And we're so happy to have joining us from the Harley-Davidson Museum, Tim McCormick. Hi, Tim. How
Hi,
are
Tim.
You on this chilly, rainy Friday, Friday the 13th.
It's matching that Friday the 13th mood with this rain, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely got that vibe. But we haven't talked in a number of months, but you guys always have tons of stuff that are going on at the Harley Museum. So why don't you take us through it's October 13th. We still got a lot going on yet this month, right?
We do. Yeah. It's funny how fast October is flying by, but still here on campus, loads to be doing, especially this weekend. We're also celebrating the museum's 15th anniversary this year, in addition to obviously the 120th. I hope everybody had a great time there. But every 15th of the month, you can get a 4-pack of tickets for just $15.
Oh, wow.
So we have an October 15th coming up on Sunday here. We're very excited to be opening up our doors. Just go to hdmuseum.com to learn about that offer. But I don't know if you've got a better value in the city right now. 4 tickets to the museum for just $15.
That's terrific. And as Carol was pointing out before you joined us, it's really a wonderful experience. It is.
I loved it.
Even if you're not a big fan of bikes, I think just the whole what Harley did for Milwaukee and what it brought to Milwaukee, that history alone is worth checking out.
But, and you know, one of my favorites, I'm sorry, Tim, I didn't mean to step on you, but maybe it's just because I'm a woman, but that whole section of the women of Harley was fascinating to me.
Yes. And we've been doing we've got a concentrated effort that we want to get more of those voices that may not have been always represented into the museum here. Our curatorial archive staffs have 1,000 stories from which to choose. We're just trying to rotate those in to get a little more exposure there. But no matter if you're a fan of Milwaukee, if you're a fan of history, if you're a fan of design, just about any way you approach the collection, you're going to find something that's fun for you.
Tell me about the inaugural bark and barbecue.
Yes, I'm in the can room right now, which is located right next to Motor Barn Restaurant. They've got plenty of room for the lunch crowd if you want to come on down and join us. But I'm looking at setup here, and we've got some troopers in the rain here that are getting everything set up for us. I'm seeing some little doggy fences. I know we're going to have some off-leash areas. There's a ball pit, I'm told. I'm not sure what that looks like or how that's going to be set up. But no matter, rain or shine, that event will be taking place tomorrow. It's our first ever, so we're not sure what to expect. We are doing the rain dance to keep it away.
For sure.
But we know it's going to be a doggone good Saturday.
Oh, nice. Nicely done. Tomorrow from noon to 4 on the grounds of the Harley-Davidson Museum campus with more than 30 vendors, numerous activities for you and Fido, and admission is free. Milwaukee loves free.
Yes, we do.
And if you're interested, attendees can buy an upgraded experience by becoming a VIB, which is very important, Barker.
There you go.
Planning stuff.
Your homework. Nicely done.
Planning for stuff like that must be so much fun. It's like, what can we do that will make everybody laugh?
Yeah. Who doesn't love our four-legged friends?
Exactly.
Right? Come on down, get some of that pet therapy.
I'm just wondering about dogs reacting to motorcycles. And I've seen somebody around town, and I don't know if they're still with us, but there was a guy who used to ride around in Hales Corners all the time that had his German Shepherd on the back of his bike.
Oh, he used to be parked outside of State Fair all the time.
So there are certainly dogs that are motorcycle fans.
Right.
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 But I would think for some, I could just see a Chihuahua, you know, freaking out next to a road glider, you know, Road King or whatever.
As our good friend has proven, all dogs can get along with Harley Davidsons. We don't expect any issues. And no lie, I just saw him with his German Shepherd here on campus yesterday.
Oh, seriously?
Rolling around in Motorcycle Plaza here. Yes,
oh, no yeah. kidding. Oh, that's hilarious. That dog is so chill.
Yeah, no kidding.
That dog is so chill, man. He just
sits there.
He's the essence of a Harley rider.
Yeah. So, Tim, talk about what you've got. That's for this weekend, and that'll be fun. We'll have a great time. Yeah. But you've got a whole bunch of stuff going on. Like, you've got stuff for Halloween and everything.
Yes. We always do our Skulloween bike night. Try to have that the last Thursday of October, time it as close as we can to Halloween. Always a favorite of ours, our bike night regulars who unfortunately might have been without bike nights for about a month there. It's a nice way to get a little fix. maybe the weather could be even cooperating, that you could be riding down for that. But costume contests, you can win great prizes from the museum, including campus-wide gift cards. We have a carving contest. Make sure to bring your carving skills for those jack-o'-lanterns. Fire pits, if it does get a little chilly for us. But just one of the best Thursdays, I think, of the year. That'll be taking place October 26th this year on a Thursday.
Tim McCormick is our guest from the Harley-Davidson Museum, and we're talking about all the various things they have going on over the next couple of months. And I was thinking, too, Tim, this could end up being one of those falls where we have a day like today, and then come the Thursday before Halloween, it's going to be 85. Because it's Wisconsin, and we just don't know how this is going to go.
Right, exactly.
What else should we be putting on our calendars?
So I'm not sure if you're familiar with So Far Sounds, but that's taking place this Thursday. It's a little pop-up concert. They haven't revealed who's going to be performing here, but we are hosting three bands on Thursday, October 19th, in the museum, in our brand new experience gallery. So you'll have a chance to grab a beverage, listen to some great tunes. I think they said, we've been needling them internally to reveal who these bands are going to be. But they said they would have to kill us if they revealed that information. You understand how that goes.
Absolutely.
So I think about 36 hours, they might reveal what those three bands are. They've been putting on an incredible group of performances. So we're expecting no less here this Thursday at the world's only Harley-Davidson museum.
Very cool.
I got to be honest with you. I love Motor. I do. I've been there. I've been there multiple times. And I just saw that you're going to be holding like a trivia. Oh, there you go. You're going to be holding like a trivia contest, and I think I'm going to have to check. I'm terrible at trivia, but I'd like to throw my hat in the ring. You know, I
can't believe that. I think you've got a many nuggets stored up in that brain of yours.
Both of us, Tim, have years, decades of useless knowledge just floating around in it.
So when are you having trivia night at Motor?
Yeah, we've partnered with Geeks Who Drink, and they've done a couple of events around town. So they curate all the questions that'll be being asked. Anybody can come on down every Wednesday. I'm right here in the cam room where it's going to be taking place. Every Wednesday, we just introduced it last Wednesday for our first installment. You can come as an individual. You can come as a team. No advance registration required. And again, a lot of great prizes available there, including tickets, museum gift cards, and that sort of thing. So yeah, come on down, test your knowledge. It's not all motorcycle related. It is general. So you don't have to be a Harley enthusiast to win some prizes.
As an old person, what time does that start?
I believe that's 6 to 9 here.
I could make that.
There you go.
I could be awake until 8 o'clock.
Well, and you know what? While you're down there, you have to have something to eat because the food is outstanding. It's outstanding.
What have you had that sticks out with you?
Well, I'm kind of boring just in the fact that if I see a burger, I have to have the burger. But I've had their chili, too. The chili is awesome. Absolutely awesome. And you know what else?
Like today,
For sure.
And go down tonight beforehand because their fish fry is out of this world. There. I've said it.
She's available for endorsements, Tim.
We are recording this, right?
Yes, absolutely. It'll be on the podcast for sure.
Yeah, no, the fish fry is all you can eat, and it is outstanding.
That's
available all day on Friday. So if anybody's getting hungry over the lunch hour here, you can get your fish fry fix a little early.
Boy, that's high praise because, you know, we're very competitive fish fryers in this town, so...
Yeah, no kidding.
If you can get an endorsement like that, that's pretty great.
Well, and you know, I would be remiss if I didn't say, because I'm so proud of the Harley heritage here in Milwaukee, that I have multiple Harley jackets, and every time I wear them, if I'm out of town, because I like to take them because they're durable, you know what I mean? Every time I wear one and I'm out of town, somebody is going to stop me and talk about how great Harley Davidson is. And they always will say, where did you get that? And I'm like, I'm from Milwaukee. I got it at the Harley Museum. So there. Right? No, I would be remiss if I didn't say how proud I am to wear that jacket.
And
jackets.
You must find the same thing, Tim, when you travel around the country.
Yeah, I was actually in Charlotte on business. There was a great motorcycle show there, the Congregation Show. So I was doing a little work. But as I was out and about throughout the night, I was actually at an Irish pub, just brought a brought a book along and thought I would just have a chill night by myself. But I was wearing some Harley gear and had people unprompted that had to start conversations. Oh, I own six in my garage, this, that, or the next thing. It's great to hear all those stories and where the motorcycle can take you. Yes, it is an amazing machine, but it's the adventures, where you go on that Harley Davidson, that really stays with you for a lifetime.
I'm sure. And the people that you meet.
Yeah, and it's a brotherhood. It's a sisterhood unlike any other. Even language barriers can be overcome if you're both talking about how beautiful that Harley Davidson is.
I just find it fascinating, too, like when you have the... First of all, I was so honored to emcee that Harley 100th. It was a huge honor for me, stand on that huge stage and watch those people come in. But I do find it fascinating, the internationality, if you will, yes, of Harley. And I, yes, when you had the 125th and all, I was, these German guys were being interviewed and they shipped their bikes over. It's really amazing.
And that's not an inexpensive undertaking, right? I mean, you really have to want to bring your bike here if you're going to ship your bike here from Germany.
Right, right. There are people here today that have saved their every last nickel to come to Milwaukee. And why do they want to be in Milwaukee? To visit the Harley Davidson Museum.
And do they share other impressions of Milwaukee with you, Tim, other than just the museum?
Absolutely. I could not have gotten better reviews. We celebrated the 120th over the summer here. That brought in a lot of international guests. And in general, just how warm and welcoming Milwaukeeans can be. And obviously, I'm a little biased. Because Harley-Davidson is based here, it is one of the best, if not the best, motorcycle city in the world. We love our Harleys. The police are always very kind to us, very gracious. And the welcome. Carol, as you were talking about, the 100th, I can remember my boss, Bill Davidson, talking about those rides in that they did from all the corners of the country here. And the chills that he got on his arms as he was seeing people on highway overhead.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome all those riders to Milwaukee.
Yeah, you know, that
and
was
you
cool.
Know, that was very, very cool. And I also love the fact that when you have these benchmark times, these the 100th or whatever, you always put together and you have a beautiful, like, iconic motorcycle that you make for that event. And they are spectacular. Spectacular.
Definitely collector's items. We always pull one of those for the archives to keep at the museum here.
Right. And to just as a, we've only got about a minute and a half left, Tim. If you're looking for a unique Christmas gift, you have a wonderful gift shop. You really do. For men, women, kids, dogs.
Yep.
We do. We
right?
got those covered too.
I know. You guys, everybody can wear Harley gear and be part of the Harley family. Where can people find, Tim, the listing of all the events that are coming up?
Visit hdmuseum.com or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, all the socials. We'll keep you up to date and you won't be bored in Milwaukee. We've got lots on the calendar for you to enjoy here at the crossroads of Sticks and Canal.
All right. Well, we might see you in a little bit for chili, because now I can't stop thinking about chili.
And tomorrow's event starts when again, Tim? When does tomorrow's event?
That'll be 10 a.m.
Okay.
10 a.m.
Got
all right,
it.
Sounds
perfect.
Good. Tim McCormick from the Harley Davidson Museum. Thank you so very much.
Thanks,
for joining
Tim.
Us. It was great. We have one more break before the noon news. Stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents.
hint. The pins still set by people, swear, and you're tossed out. The ants are coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't.
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. The Heartland Trophy is on the line against Iowa. Our coverage begins at 1 on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Scattered rain showers likely. High temperatures reach up to 52. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 48 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
This was my son's favorite song.
Welcome back. There we go. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry. Calvin on the board. Carol Kane across from me in our studio in downtown Waukesha. Calvin, I wanted to let you know that Mark from the SAC texted in and complimented your music selections.
I just told him that.
I appreciate it a lot.
Yes, it is. That's a joyful thing for a producer, right?
Of course, it definitely is. Always love. It's the one of the few things that I get control over, so I love when people enjoy it.
Absolutely, it's so much fun. And it's a perfect setup for our next guest. There is a pet walk tomorrow, which, again, the weather may not be ideal, but it's a very special event. He is joining us from the Friends of Prairie Home Cemetery to talk about tomorrow's unveiling of the Canine Officer Monument that starts at 9:30. Joe Nicosia, good morning, Joe.
Hi.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us. Tell me, first of all, about the Friends of Prairie View Cemetery. What does that organization do?
Well, the Friends of Prairie Home Cemetery was actually founded in 2014. They became a nonprofit organization in 2019. They've been dedicated to the beautification, the historic preservation, and this general maintenance and appreciation of the cemetery. They work closely with the cemetery staff, the cemetery director, city officials, the cemetery commission, on different things that could be done in the cemetery that are not covered by tax dollars.
Sure.
And so they raise different monies to do things like that.
So tell me a little bit about this monument, because I am so impressed always with the canine unit and how they stick with their officers and they do such an important job here in our area. So tell me, is this a canine that served, or is it just a general canine monument?
No, this is a few years back. There was we had some of the friends made a suggestion and said, why don't we support doing a canine monument to honor the canine officers? So it is for the dogs that have served. So we worked on it. We worked with Blastcraft Stones and Slinger. We worked through generous donations from many individuals. Century Fence Company was a big donator. And we were able to raise the money to buy a monument, had it designed. It was developed. It was put in the cemetery about 2 weeks ago, installed. And tomorrow morning, we decided we're going to do the unveiling of it. The mayor is going to be there, assistant chief, and we're going to unveil it and dedicate it and present it to the cemetery.
And that's going to start at 9:30 tomorrow, Joe, right?
Yes, that's at 9:30 tomorrow morning.
And then how is the pet walk going to work?
Well, the pet walk is unique. We've been running it for a few years. They come in. There's actually a walking tour of the cemetery. A lot of people don't realize the cemetery is the history of the city written in stone.
Absolutely.
So we have a lot of different places, stops they can see. A lot of people don't realize some of the historic individuals that are interred there. So we have a walk. We also have some pet games we set up. The city of Waukesha will have their canine dog there. They do an electronics demonstration. And then we have the counties bringing their dogs to do a seek and find demonstration. And we have a bake sale, and we have some do a 50-50 raffle, a silent auction to start raising money for our next project.
Joe Nicosia is our guest. He is telling us about the Prairie Home. He's up with the Friends of Prairie Home Cemetery and the unveiling tomorrow of a monument to the canine officers who serve and who have served. And you saw a demonstration, Carol, on some canines.
I did, units. And it was so impressive. There were three different dogs, and the Belgian Malinois was the one that was so impressive to me because the officer said, "Don't let this dog see me until I come out." And he came out in all the gear and the dog. All the padding, and the dog just latched on, and he was spinning around, and this dog would not let go. And it was such an interesting demonstration, too, because he said, "This dog will be with me if I stop you along the road." And he said, "If you run, you can try, but she's been clocked at 35 miles an hour, and she's going to catch you." And I was just like, wow, that's an impressive thing to know. So it's just so impressive what they can do. These dogs are just so unbelievably smart and capable, and they protect their owners,
yes,
and they're great. It's great. I'm so glad you've done this.
And Joe, I want to say too, you make such a good point about, my father was a mortician, so I've always been fascinated with cemeteries and all those things, but you're absolutely right when you say cemeteries are the city's history written in stone, right?
Yeah, no kidding.
They are. And as Carol said about the demonstration with the canines, I'm excited actually to see the demonstration about the electronics. These are canines that can sniff out, you know, electronic equipment anywhere. And that's going to be interesting.
Wow. Very interesting.
Okay, yeah. Well, they all have very specific, that was what I thought was so interesting. They all have very specific jobs.
Right.
You know, like one does the drug searches, one does ammunition searches.
Yeah, one runs down suspects.
Right, exactly.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, again, you can. Go ahead, Joe.
Last year, they had a demonstration, a seek and find, and an individual went and hid way in one corner of the cemetery. And they had the dog in the other end, canine, and they had him sniff this gentleman's hat. And he took off and made a beeline and went straight 80 acres across.
Wow.
To find that person hiding behind it.
80 wow. acres.
Wow.
So that cemetery is almost 80 acres. Yeah, on an angle, he went like, wow. And how do you find him? Very interesting to watch.
Take your kids tomorrow. They
Should
will be
fun.
Fascinated. It starts at 9:30 tomorrow at Prairie View Cemetery. The unveiling of the monument to the canine officers will start at 9:30. And then other activities,
yes,
and the dog walk and all of that stuff. So thank you so much for joining us, Joe. I know this was really last minute. I appreciate you.
Thanks, Joe.
Making time for us.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thank you for having me.
Hope it goes really, really, really well tomorrow. Just a couple of texts I'm going to try to get to real quickly. We just had Tim McCormick on from the Harley-Davidson,
yes,
Museum. He was talking about that deal, that four tickets for $15.
Yes.
A texter wants to know if that still applies for Gold Wing riders. I would think so.
I would think across the board, that's what it is.
He didn't, Tim didn't have any qualifications about that.
No.
And Robin Allen checking in on the stream. Thank you so much, Robin. Says, you guys are so much fun. Are you actually in the studios on Wisconsin Avenue? Yes, we are.
Yep.
Eric next door has a great fish fry. And the walking tour tomorrow is great. They start at the chapel. Thank you so much, Robin. We really appreciate that. We appreciate Calvin for running the board. Carol Kane for being,
yep,
here. Thank you so much to all of you for calling, for listening, for texting. Without you, basically, We are nothing.
I hope everybody has a wonderful weekend.
Have a great weekend, and we will be back with you Monday morning starting at 10 a.m. Stay close for the news. Coming up next, this is As Goes Wisconsin. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemiss.org for more.
A public service message.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.